الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين The month of Ramadan has just elapsed and we are presently in the month of Shawwal. We all are aware that the month of Ramadan is the greatest month. And the amount of blessings, noor and barakat the month of Ramadan carries with it is well known to all. In the month of Ramadan, a person is naturally motivated towards goodness, righteousness, as though the entire environment is charged with the barakat of Ramadan. People feel motivated, they feel encouraged, they feel pulled towards doing good deeds. It's like a person in an air-conditioned room. He feels the coolness from all sides. But now that the month of Ramadan has elapsed, and in the month of Shawwal, then that drive, motivation, that spirit is not like the same in the month of Ramadan. That great amount of noor that a person had, that directed him throughout the way towards piety and right. But Allah Rabbul Izzat has created a different type of piety, a different type of noor, that if a person has, then whether he's in the month of Ramadan, whether he's in Shawwal, whether he's in any other month, that noor will be with him, and that noor will guide him towards righteousness. That noor is called the noor of taqwa. And taqwa is the light of the heart. The one who Allah grants this light, that every step of the journey, he is guided to do the right thing, to say the right thing, make the correct choices in life. Whether faced with situations of adversity or situations of prosperity, whether there's things against him or for him, then he would be able to radiate the noor of Islam. Allah grant me and all of us this noor, the noor of taqwa. You find in many, many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this topic of taqwa has been explained in detail, elucidated, opened up. And perhaps the command of taqwa is the most frequented command found in the Quran Majid. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of dressing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِبَاسُ taqwa. Then you should beautify yourself with the clothing that Allah has provided you, but remember to wear the clothing of taqwa is better. ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the hujjaj, those going for hajj, that it was in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a group of people from Yemen that they set out for hajj to come to Baytullah. And they didn't want to take any provisions with them for the journey. They had this notion, this feeling that no, we should place our tawakkul and reliance and trust only upon Allah. So these people set out, but when they came to the holy lands, now the eyes are on the pockets of people. The eyes are upon people hoping, desiring that someone will give them something. So maybe their intentions were good, but their action did not conform to the commandments of Shariat. So it was the holy time, it was the Mubarak time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Mubarak era of Nubuwat, Quran was being revealed by Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala corrected them. Allah says, watazawwadu, take provisions to assist you throughout the journey. Watazawwadu, fa'inna khayra zadi taqwa, but the best provisions that you need throughout your life is the provisions of taqwa. So we find throughout the Quran Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is emphasizing the importance and the need for a mu'min inculcating the quality of taqwa. You see, in companionship, company, friendship, Allah ta'ala speaks about, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights this aspect of taqwa. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, ittaqullah, fear Allah, bring taqwa in your life. And how should you bring this taqwa? وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. You mean with the friends of Allah. Those who are truthful, those who are loyal to Allah at all times, they have this taqwa in their hearts. By remaining in the association, Allah Rabbul Izzat will call the taqwa, will pass on to you. So how important is this aspect of taqwa? That this taqwa is the light of the heart. If a person has light, then alhamdulillah, he'll be able to provide light to others. And if a person doesn't have light, he's in darkness, then he needs someone to help him with the light, you know. You know, ESCOM is down, the person doesn't have solar also. You have to look around, you say, what is he going to do? You know? Get some candles, get some batteries, get some other light system. So, on one occasion, a sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was a new Muslim. He was among the Bedouins, living in the villages. So he came to Madinah Munawwara and he mentioned that I had seen this personality. I hadn't met him before. I've seen this personality. And everybody is coming to him and taking direction from him, taking nasiha, taking guidance, taking good counsel, advice, and agreeing. I see the first person, I see the second person. As though the entire creation, everybody's eyes were set on this personality. And this personality seemed to be something, somebody very special. People around it, who is this man? Who is this person? The person of goodness and blessing, a Mubarak personality. So the people told me that this is none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this person's name was Jabir bin Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala. The narration appears in Musnad Ahmad, in Abu Dawud Sharif, and many of the compilations of hadith, many of the kitabs of hadith. So he says that I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then I greeted him. I remember this person is a new Muslim. He's coming from the sticks, from the village. He doesn't know Islam. It's his first encounter, first meeting with the Nabi of Allah. But he comes before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, alayka salam, alayka salam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with a lot of love, a lot of warmth and compassion, the Nabi of Allah told him, لا تقول عليك السلام فإن عليك السلام تحية الموتى. Do not say عليك السلام. This is the way people used to greet the dead in those days. He said the way to greet is to say السلام عليكم. So the Nabi of Allah taught him. But with what love the Rasul of Allah taught him, that the Nabi of Allah's first impression won his heart. Allahu Akbar. This man immediately he was pulled towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The attraction, that pull, that love was too great. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, must always say, assalamu alaykum, assalamu alaykum. So then, he tells the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O Nabi of Allah, give me some nasihat, give me some guidance. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to give him some guidance, pertinent guidance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, لا تسبن أحدا. That never be vulgar, never be rude in your approach when speaking to people. Don't swear anyone. So he says, He says, I took these words of Rasulullah to heart throughout my life, till the end of my life. I never swore any person. I wasn't rude to any person. Not a free person, not a slave. Not even an animal also if I addressed. I didn't address that animal in a vulgar manner or swore that animal in it. Look at the sahabi. And then he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me more nasihat. Give me more nasihat. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that always carry out good deeds, righteous actions. Your endeavor and your effort at all times should be directed towards how you can show kindness to creation all the time. لا تزهد عن المعروف. That do not remain behind from doing good deeds. As though good deeds is the capital of a believer. So all the time, try to be kind, compassionate towards people. So Nabi Sassam told him, وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاقَ بِوَجْهٍ تَلَقْ. Even if it be that when you meet your brother, meet him with a smiling countenance and face. Meet him nicely. Even this action by Allah is counted among the good deeds and virtuous actions, virtuous deeds. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala becomes very happy when a person meets his brother, and he meets his brother with that warmth, with that love, with that compassion. And this is the thing that will join hearts today. Today we find the ummah is fragmented. How we can join hearts? The smiling face. It doesn't cost anything, you know. But it shows that the heart of this person is good. Make salam, you know. And make salam with a smiling face. Of course, you're not going to make salam with a smiling face to young girls now, you know. Of course, you'll make salam to your wife, to people who is halal for you to meet. You'll meet them in this way. And then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told it that at the time when you're filling your bucket with water from the well, then at that time that show kindness, show generosity to your brother. If you can help him fill his bucket, or from the water you have, you fill his bucket, then that also is greatly, you know, is greatly commendable and pleasing to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala becomes very happy. Mention this one person, in the time of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi had to go to the river to go and make wuzu. So this person was on the upper end, and he saw the great Imam at the lower end. So in his heart, he thought that, you know, I'm a sinful person. This is a very great Imam of Deen. He's at the lower end. If I'm making wuzu here, it shouldn't be that my use water goes down. So he quickly moved from there. He went on the lower end, so that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal will be on the upper end and I'll be on the lower end. He showed honor, he showed respect to this Imam. When he passed away, someone seen him a dream, said, Allah has forgiven me for this action. You know which action Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will like it. So one person was in the masjid, and then he was tired, so he stretched his feet out, not realizing that his feet is stretched towards the Qibla. And then upon realizing, and then he quickly put his legs in, you know. So after he passed away, someone seen him dream, said that, no, Alhamdulillah, Allah forgive me. On which action? On this action that I showed respect to the Kaaba Sharif, you know. So Jabir bin Sulaym radiallahu anhu, he came to Rasulullah sallam, and he's asking for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked Nabi sallam for nasihat. Nabi sallam first told him that don't make salam in this way. And then he asked Rasulullah sallam for more nasihat. In some narrations, Rasulullah sallam told him, alayka bi taqwa Allah. That hold on to taqwa. Today we're speaking about the fear of Allah. Hold on to taqwa. And then he asked for more nasihat. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, meet your Muslim brother with a smiling face. And if you can show generosity, even with that water in your bucket, you put it in his bucket, and then you should do that also. And then he says, O Nabi of Allah, give me more nasihat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, Nabi of Allah told me, he says that when you wear your clothing, then ensure that your garment does not go beneath your ankles. This is the way of the sunnah, that the garment must only be above the ankle, not below the ankle. For the one who wears his garments below the ankles is a sign of pride. And you should not be from the people of pride, the Nabi of Allah told him. He said, O Nabi of Allah, give me more nasihat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told him that if some person has to pull out your faults, and you know that this man also has some faults in his life, then you don't pull out his faults. You don't do that. You know. You be the better person, in other words. For the sin of the wrong that he has done will be upon him. And for you not pulling out his fault but making sabr, that you will acquire and earn the reward from Allah. But you be kind to your Muslim brother. So this one hadith has so much of goodness in it. The Rasulullah ﷺ is showing him how to speak, how to conduct, how to deal with our fellow Muslim brothers, and how we should live in the world. So if a person has taqwa, then that taqwa will guide him throughout his life. This is what he should say, this is what he should not say. Sometimes a person, he studies deen, but he has not spent time in the company of the awliya. So he does not know how to practice upon deen. How to practice upon deen. Like my Ustad Maulana Abdul Haq Magda, Dhamma Barakatum, great wali and buzrug. So in one incident he mentioned about my respected Ustad, Maulana says that in those days, Maulana had a Hivs class, and he had a small shop. Maulana was running that shop. So he used to finish early, close the shop, and then he used to come for the Hifz class. Early in the morning after Fajr, he was running the Hifz class, and then in the afternoon also, sometimes Maulana used to bring the students in their holiday to the shop also. So Maulana says, I was closing the shop, it was around Asr time, and there was this one person who came, and I'm already closing the shop. Maulana already put the shutters down, he's locking the shop. So this man came and he told Maulana, you know, I came from very far, I came to buy something from your shop. So Maulana said, I'm so sorry, but you see, now is the time for me to go to the masjid. My Allah is calling me, the call of Allah. So I won't be able to attend to you. For this is more important to me, that I have to answer the call of Allah and show obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is my nourisher, who is my creator, who Allah is providing me with everything. Allah comes first. So I'm so sorry, you can come some other time, but I won't be able to see you now. I have to go to the masjid. So the man told Maulana that, you know, I brought 2,000 rand with me, and I intended to spend this 2,000 in your shop. In those days, things were tight also. And Maulana says that on that day, I hadn't done a lot of business also. And, so he said, see, you can bring 2 million also. I'm going to the masjid now. I won't be able to open the shop for you now, because I have to go. So the man said, okay, no problem. So Maulana left his car there, and Maulana went. So the man waited. He waited. When Maulana came back, he told Maulana that I waited for you. I said, no, and when you come back after you finish your prayer, then I'll spend this money in your shop. Then Maulana opened the shop, and this man spent that entire amount. See, Allah Pak wanted to show, see, you become Allah, Allah become yours. You become Allah, Allah will make the whole world subservient to you. When my dada passed away, so the house, you know, many brothers had shares in the house. So anyway, time came. So Maulana Abdullah Magda heard that his brother wanted that house. You know. They all said, you know, they'll sell it to one brother. So Maulana heard that his one brother wanted the house. Maulana said, no, what I learned from Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, we must give preference to our brother over ourselves. He can have the house, no problem, you know. So that brother said, no, please, Maulana, I want you to have it. You see, now, and a person, he acquires the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, then he won't hurt anybody. And if he hurts someone, then he'll go out of his way to ask mafi also. He'll ensure today you've got so much problems in family, father can't look eye to eye to his children, the children can't look, and all, if you go to, you know, examine the root of the cause, it's all dunya, you know, it's all dunya. So when deen left, we find dunya came, and dunya came, then problems came. So here we find that Rasulullah ﷺ left that Mubarak legacy, he left his sunnah, and this sunnah is the light of happiness. We all looking for happiness, but that light of happiness, that is the taqwa, we hadn't brought it in our hearts. So on account of this, we cannot illuminate our lives, we cannot illuminate our homes, how can we illuminate the world, you know. As that Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali, an incident is mentioned, and Imam Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali was once, he was seated, and one person came, he spoke harshly to Imam Hanifa. Imam didn't say anything, and this man gave Imam Hanifa one slap, you know, one slap. He being an Imam of Deen, you can imagine. So at that time, the people who were around, they quickly came forward, Imam Hanifa's students. So Imam Hanifa told him, no, you're holy. This problem between me and him, it's not between you all. So they were the students ready to take revenge. But then Imam Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali, he addressed this person. He says, you see, I want to tell you something. See, you slap me now unjustly. I have few options. What I can do is I can go to the qazi of the time, the judge. I can file a case, and all the witnesses are present here. They'll bear testimony, bear witness in my favor. And immediately, they will take action on my behalf. They'll put you into jail. But I won't do that. He said, the second thing I can do, I can even go to the police force also, tell them to sort you out. I know many people there. All those people are very closely associated with me. They all have a lot of love and mahabbat. I got contacts, so to say. I can do that also. I won't do that also. I got all my students to stand up for me. Listen, I won't do that. But really, if you want to know what I'll do, you say, on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah allows me to enter into Jannah, I'll tell Allah, I won't go without taking you. This man was in tears. He asked Imam Hanifa rahmatullahi for forgiveness. We find that Rasulullah is entering Makkah Mukarramah as a victorious leader. At that time, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahaba, some of them were brimming with anger. One Sahabi carrying the flag, Al-Yawmu Yawmul Malhama, today is the day of revenge and war. These are the same people who drove us out of Makkah Mukarramah. They killed our people. They are how much of bloodshed. We can't forget that. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he heard this, one Sahabi came and said, oh Nabi of Allah, this is what this is. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took the flag away. But Nabi Sallallahu didn't want to hurt this Sahabi who took the flag away. Nabi Sallallahu gave the flag to his son. So he doesn't feel. And then Nabi Sallallahu said, Al-Yawmu Yawmul Marhama. Today is the day of Raham. Today is the day of mercy. May Allah Pak grant me, grant all of us the mercy of Islam, bring the qualities of the Sunnah, the quality of Taqwa. So wherever we go in the world, we can show the world who not we are, who Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. And wherever we go, the winds of Hidayat, the winds of mercy, the winds of goodness must blow. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq wa akhidah. Alhamdulillah.